Hello, welcome to PHPBB Semi-Weekly for Saturday, May 9th, 2009. This is episode number 105 of PHPBB Usually Weekly. We have been gone for a few weeks, which is mostly my fault. In particular, last week I forgot to tell TalkShoe that I would not be here last week. I forgot to tell Michael that I would not be here last week. So as soon as I got back from being out of town, he was like, "Where were you?" I wasted his Saturday morning for no good reason. So apologies for that. April and May are busy months, and I just have not been able to be here very frequently. I'm going to miss a few more weeks this month, too, so that's the way life goes. Anyway, I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell. Joining me is also Michael Cottingham.
Hello.
And Yuri Rusko.
Hi.
For our retake of the last episode we did 3 weeks ago. Which should be... Last week we talked all about support. This week we just kind of had fun trying to find out who was going to be on here, period. So we'll have an interesting episode. I don't know if it'll be as cool as last week's was, but we will make it work. Let's get through the normal bit, little bit of housekeeping. PHPBB Weekly is a live podcast, and we have a small but mighty crowd in our live chat room joining us, which you can join at talkshoe.com every Saturday morning when we are live. Or call in. The number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. We also have our IRC channel, PHPBB-Weekly, on Freenode. And you can also stream the show live via the badge on our website, phpbbweekly.net. So there's been a little bit more PHPBB news coming out of the teams in the last 3 weeks, which is nice. It's still not a lot, but had a little bit recently. Apparently, the mod team is doing a better job of doing development than the development team is, because they've already released yet another RC of a UMIL. Which I don't know what's different, because they haven't says there have been a number of bug fixes and enhancements.
Oh yeah, that's perfectly fair to compare PHPV3 to UMIL. Good job.
That's what I was about to say.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Just make dumb comparisons that no one likes or believes or has anything to do with whatsoever.
I think they're not lying. If you take a look at the tracker,
yeah,
it's bug fixes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all it is. I mean, you know, I just said it like it's not important. I meant it's bug fixes.
Yeah.
It's important. Yes.
Pretty much. So that makes me wonder, at what point do they decide that they've fixed enough bugs to make it go 1.0?
It's a terrific question. when they stop getting new ones, I mean,
that will never happen. As soon as they go, you know what, as soon as they go 1.0, they'll get a gazillion new bug fixes because people will actually start using it more.
As soon as it's bug free.
As soon as it's bug free. Is anything ever bug free?
Nope, that's why I said it.
We're going to have perpetual release candidates.
We're going to be Gmail.
Oh, boy. Yeah, or Flickr, which decided they were not beta, they were gamma.
I think if UMIL was as stable as Gmail, we wouldn't have a problem.
I'm sure. But because as long as they keep it RC, if you go on the UMIL page, the blue thing there says download unstable release of UMIL. But, you know, it's not that unstable. I mean, their mod authors are using it already.
Yeah. So, yes, they are.
Minor bugs, great, but everything's got minor bugs. So.
Maybe because it has the potential to damage things. I mean, that's where sort of I would expect them to be coming from.
Yeah, I can believe that.
So, you know, since it's actually editing things,
mm-hmm.
if there's a bug, it could edit things wrongly, and then you could have all sorts of other problems, and then you would need a quick way to clean things up for people who broke things.
Yeah,
that would be bad.
Well, apparently there's a nice bit of documentation for UMIL now on the wiki, and like here's every single core function that UMIL does documented. So there's the constructor, the UMIL constructor, which I guess doesn't just allows you to use the core. There's cache functions, config functions, module functions, permissions, blah 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 blah. And I'm sure that if Michael, if David was here, he could talk about this for half an hour because UMIL is really his baby, from what I understand.
Sure. I don't know.
The way he described it when it was like very early on, first public preview, he was like, "We gotta talk about UMIL. We gotta talk about UMIL." And like,
I think it was just a terrific idea. I rarely venture into the mod related things. I have.
Well, I mean, I agree. I think it was needed when I was like first peeking at PHP BB3 modding, and I'm like, "What? You mean I have to tell the users how to go and add a module? Oh, good grief! They're gonna be all, I don't know how to do this, or I messed up, and that'll be a support nightmare." And so, like, I'm glad to see. That's a voice I never thought I would use. But that, yeah.
Do you hear an echo? Because I'm hearing echoes.
No, I don't hear echo.
I don't hear an echo either. Do you have the streaming audio turned on in the chat?
No.
Oh yeah, that might be a problem. If you're in the chat and you've got streaming audio playing, you gotta turn that off.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's just me. Okay.
That'll do it for you.
Terrific.
Yeah, because there's a delay on the TalkShoe stream. Okay, so anyway, yeah, UMIL is great. Woohoo! And shit. Apparently, there's a UMIF creation tool. I don't think I've seen this before.
I think it was there.
Yeah, maybe I've not been. I have not been paying much attention, but apparently, yeah, it's like this. You go
just a generator, basically.
Yeah, it has my username. Ask my username, full name, email address, file name, version, the name of the mod, short name of the mod, but if that means who it's copyrighted to, where the language is, and it's like, you know, I can have a thing to add permissions or set permissions, add configs, columns. Table indexes, new database tables, and columns and keys and indexes and modules. That's actually pretty. I don't know what most of these things mean because I haven't actually done PHP BB3 modding. Well, I know some of the MySQL the database stuff means. So I can go with that. Someone's car alarm is going off.
That's somewhere on your end, Mike.
I don't know. That's mine. It's across next door.
That's yours?
Yes.
Say, I don't have a car alarm.
Yeah, it's next door. Anyway, so.
Through my keen sense of deduction, I decided if it's not Douglas, then it's not me.
We'll put UMIL down on the list of things to force David to talk about whenever he decides to start getting back on the show. So, I'm sure we'll talk about that for an hour. PHP. Speaking of the PHP BB development, though, I mean, it has been almost 5 months now since the release of PHP BB 3.0.4, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think is the longest amount of time that has elapsed between PHP BB 3 releases so far.
It's probably the longest between PHP BB2 releases as well. I mean, not counting.
No, there was like a PHP BB2 release that was like there was like a year in between.
Yeah, but I'm not counting that since we pretty much switched development teams since then. So I don't think there were really most of the team.
I'm mostly looking at the history of PHP BB3, which is like a year. You know, it was like a few months to 3.0.1, a few months to 3.0.2, a few months to 3.0.3. Only 1 month till 3.0.4, and that was in early December. Now we're in May, and finally, if you're following the Subversion or the PHP BB Q QA, Quack and Assassinate, as we like to call it, the mailing list. The first release candidate for 3.0.5 is now available within the QA teams and QA testers, which means that a release of PHPBP 3.0.5 is imminent. I was kind of expecting amazing. I was kind of expecting it before this episode, apparently, but I guess it'll come out sometime this upcoming week. In fact, if it's like usual, they usually release stuff right after the show is over.
Yes, it's purely to make you angry. There's no other reason.
Exactly. Luckily, we can find...
It's not random or anything.
I'm sure it's not. Luckily, we can... mailing list for 3.0.5 RC1 is publicly available. I just linked to it in the chat room. And there's a lot of bug fixes. I'd say just 5 months worth of bug fixes. But there's some new things. There are apparently two things that are marked with the security tag. There's one that says prevent accounts from being activated by users when admin activation is turned on and the correct activation key is known.
Yep, but I think it's been noted. Are you taking a look at the latest SVN?
I'm looking at the list of changes, the current list of changes as of
Where?
Here, you're not in the chat.
The mailing list. Yeah.
Yeah, from the mailing list. This is like the everything.
No. See, you're out of date because this was. There was a commit.
A few days ago.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. One day ago, and he, Mike, basically just changed it and said, "Honestly, I do not see this as a security issue," and he just changed it to a fix, which I completely agree with. It's not a security issue in any way.
Okay.
So, you understand?
Oh yeah,
you understand
what should I? This is just yesterday morning. Yeah, he changed. I see that now.
Would you like me to explain?
Yes, let's
what that is.
Educate us.
Sure. So, Mike, you want to go? Feel free to.
I thought you were asking me to explain. Let's say I've been at school and haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the security tracker, but from what I understand, if a user had the key, they could go in and activate an account, their account, even though the admin had to verify the account before it could be activated. So I agree with Mike on that. I don't think it's, I think it's more of a fix than a security issue. Though I can see where it could be a security issue if you ban a user, well, not necessarily ban, but if you deactivate a user, and they come back and activate their account, then it could be a problem. Mm. But again, I think that's more of a fix than a security issue.
Okay. In that case, the only remaining security tagged item here is only use forum ID supplied for posting if global announcement detected.
Yep.
Actually, so is this like, because this has always been a, is this where, like, if someone clicks on a global announcement, it will now actually list the original form was posted in and not the form the user was in? Or is it something different?
I don't remember. It's something like that.
You know, that's always been a beef with me. Like, when you post a global announcement, like on Star Trek Guide, post global announcement, and someone sees it from the Test Me forum, then it appears that it was posted in the Test Me forum. And then when I get like an email notification, it takes it to the announcement as if it was in the Test Me form, and it's like, I didn't post it there.
Right. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not entirely sure what the actual security implication of that is. I should have probably taken a look, but
so as reported by Nick Vergeson.
Yes, as you are, aware. It stores the ID, which is why actually the ID is thrown into the URL when you look at a topic from the forum. Is for that reason, so you can for global announcements, you can actually go back to the forum that you were in. Mm-hmm. So since it's global announcements, so it's kind of hacked in there. It's always they're everywhere at the same time, without actually being everywhere at the same time. Mm. So I guess it's something. It must be something like that, but I'm not sure what the security implications of that are.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that in the security tracker. I have to look that up.
Hmm. seems like the so-called security fixes in DHCP 3 have been very few and far between relative to PHPBB2.
Indeed, there's really nothing that I think could be exploited to the point of getting pretty much anywhere. There hasn't. There definitely hasn't.
That we know of, yeah. That we know of so far, for sure.
Well, hasn't, yes, as in past tense. So hopefully there won't be anything in the future either. But yeah, since the RCs, there has not been anything that could actually be used to, break in or anything like that. So.
That is a good thing. There are six things labeled as new features. One of them we talked about 3 months ago. There's new options for visual confirmation. Since back in February, the old visual confirmation was cracked.
Yep.
So this is one of the reasons it sort of boggles my mind why it's taking so long for this release when the new visual confirmation has been done for pretty much 2 months now and has not been released to the general public.
I guess it depends on how important you weigh that issue. It really, the only targets that are affected by this are fairly large sites like
And I think Yuri dropped.
I think Yuri dropped too.
Bots on the loose.
Yuri, start that sentence over. You dropped.
I said that there are small sites are not really being targeted as much as in the PHPB 2 days, so it's really affecting large sites. And large sites like PHPB.com are affected by human spammers as much as bots.
Yeah.
So they have their own. You know, if you run a large site, you're going to have to do some custom work to make sure it's not affected, regardless of what software you use.
But couldn't bots then just do the typical method of doing a Google search for PHPBB in the footer?
They could. It's not that they can't. It's that they haven't. The amount of activity that's spamming PHPB3 is not anywhere near to the amount of activity that used to spam PHPB2. So there certainly are bots, and they're probably doing exactly what you said and searching for viewtopic.php or something like that on Google, or on any other search engine.
And I know when that first became an issue was at the same time that PHPBB.com had just been taken down, and then all of a sudden there's this big outrage about the visual confirmation not working, and the teams were obviously occupied getting .com back up, not able to deal with it right away. But then pretty soon we got to see the little wavy thing in the pictures of the wavy visual confirmation that would come with 3.0.5. Personally, I still don't like the visual confirmation in PHPBB 3, and I don't. But
I just don't like it in general. I think it's a sort of it's not 100%. It doesn't work completely. It's not even close to 100%. And you always have that trade off between usability and preventing spam. I get emails periodically from people who say that they're trying to register on PHPB.com and they can't read the captcha because they have some sort of impairment and they're not able to see colors or something like that, and it just blurs out for them. So you always have that trade-off. I think unless we can come up with some completely different radical new way, which just has not been done successfully, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There have been some attempts, but there just really has not been anything that can solidly be used. I don't know if we'll ever have that until, we can maybe tap into people's brains automatically.
If this person equals computer, then then do not let them register. If this person is a person, let them register. Oh, boy. Even that won't stop human spammers. So,
yes, exactly right. And like I said, I help run two or three or more. I lost count. Large boards, including PHP.com. That would be four. And every site has implemented separate spam prevention methods for things like private messaging and things like that. So, and you know, it's fairly easy. It's not that anyone has changed. We haven't really changed major portions of the code or anything. It's just small fixes like adding an extra profile field registration or things like that. And they're very what's going on in the background, guys?
Good question. Now it's all quiet. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, now it's all quiet. So yeah, I mean that's I can't hear myself think.
Someone's making noise here.
I was just told that I had to leave in a few minutes, so.
Oh, okay. No worries, Michael.
Last bird, Mike?
I don't know. Get on the topic I can talk about, I guess.
There's a feature, allow download of conflicting file for later reference in automatic updater. I don't know what that means. You know what I mean?
Sounds like they are letting the user download files that have conflicts when they do the automatic update, so they can go in through manually and check things.
Oh, okay. So this is like for an update which would conflict with changes that have already been made, like a mod, then they can download those and figure them out for later, I guess.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I was like thinking, conflicting files, like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, two files with the same name? Or that makes sense now. Okay. This is nice. Allow translation of custom VB code help messages. How about that? I think that's a good idea.
I think it's possibly the only place that doesn't have translations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, how does this...
It makes sense.
Is this like by adding making it possible within the admin panel when a new custom BB code is added for the admin who is multilingual to add an additional help message in a different language?
That's a terrific question. If I had an answer for you, I'd just give it. I just throw it right out there.
I have to wait and see what it looks like when someone have to install 3.0.5 when it comes out and find out.
So I think we have it on .com, so I might be able to just cheat a little bit and take a look.
Oh, you got admin access on .com.
Connections.
Yeah.
No, I don't see it here. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Yeah. Who knows what .com is at? It's like at a constant state of, you know,
unless
yellow.
Unless it is actually, no, we're actually quite straightforward. We update just like everyone else.
A few days early.
Well, sure, yeah, of course. So we update a few days. Well, we update more than a few days early. Sometimes we update mid versions and things like that. But
yeah.
As you know, we sort of constantly say, since it's not really modified, other than for a few small things, mm-hmm. we're really careful about putting it, just like we were with PHP 2. We don't want a whole bunch of modded code in there.
Oh yeah,
we don't use modifications, so everything is custom anyway.
Yeah, but I think it's like as of the current moment, .com actually gets updated more frequently than Area 51 does, at least till Ascaris becomes stable enough to put on Area 51, then that'll change, obviously.
Yeah, I guess I would expect 3.2 to end up there, as it won't end up here until, you know, at least some beta.
Yeah, like 3.0 did. DB Tools now supports create table and drop table. Cool. DB Tools, and is that just like the DBAL, or is it something different?
No. This is something that was in the development folder.
Ah.
And I thought it did support. Interesting. Unless I'm mixing this up with something else, I did think that it did actually support create and drop tables in MySQL, and then this was just more of a DBL sort of thing, where now it supports in other places, unless, of course, you know, again, I'm confusing something.
Mm-hmm. There is the database updater that now checks for incompatible database schema. Or it says MySQL 3.x /4.x against MySQL 4.1.x /5.x /6.x.
And that's definitely something that that one is sort of important, because we've had this constantly come up in the support forum. There's even a knowledge base article about it, especially with free host installs.
Mm-hmm.
They like to use, you know, they figure, oh, it's going to be the same regardless of the version. So they install it once on 3.0, I guess, and then they throw it over, and they figure out it's probably going to work, but of course it doesn't. So there's this great tool that just outputs all the
queries. Is this the thing that checks for it during the installation process, or is this at a different for a different process?
Right. So now that's integrated, that script that I believe also used to be in the development folder. There's, like I said, there's a knowledge base article about this. And then it outputs, at least it used to in the implementation for the knowledge base, it outputted the queries that you had to run to update any differences in, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. And finally, there's a new search option added, maximum number of words allowed to search for.
Yep.
This makes it, why, what's wrong with having, with someone who searches for a lot of words?
It could add strain onto the database. For every word that you add to your query, it now has to, it has to merge this with everything else.
Oh, that's true. If they're searching for, like, search for any of these words, as opposed to searching for the whole phrase, then I can see that. If someone did, like,
the right
paste a so dictionary could, in there.
I guess it's a DOS sort of thing, and, you know, if you did that enough with large enough phrases that you could, I mean, you could engineer some phrases that would be specifically resource intensive, and then if you kept requesting them over and over and over again, since that's not cached.
Would this type of option be like an option that's off by default, or have like some kind of default setting?
It's probably just zero by default. We can actually look this up, but I mean, like I said, I haven't really looked into this version. I start looking into it around the time of RCs. So
this is like the right RC. This is the RC.
Right, so that's certainly, now would be the time.
Now would be the time, there you go. Okay, well, I don't know, there's some changes, lots of bug fixes, but, you know, oh, I love this, IE8 text area issues. Boy, don't you just hate IE?
So much.
Yes. I'm told IE8's supposed to be better.
It is.
Yeah, it is, but there have already been vulnerabilities posted for it and exploits.
Yeah, but weren't, but isn't,
but you, but you would expect that. I mean, it is.
Yeah, a little enough. It is Windows. I mean, there were vulnerabilities for Safari posted within hours of it first coming out for Windows.
Yes, but the difference there is that that was sort of expected. You know, when they were releasing it, I said if they're using the same code base, then they're about to get a surprise.
Yeah,
and so they did.
Uh-huh.
And that was completely expected.
And Firefox still has vulnerabilities too. I mean, they're still putting out, you know, point releases all the time.
Yeah.
So what makes IE8 so much of a surprise that it would have vulnerabilities already?
It's not so much a surprise as it is people getting back at Microsoft, because Microsoft keeps saying, oh, this is better, it has so many different things that prevent exploitation, and then all of a sudden it gets exploited.
So in other words, it's like Microsoft should know better than to release Internet Explorer with vulnerabilities?
No, it's that they should stop boasting so much.
Yep, they do dig your own grave as far as standards are concerned. I mean, if you don't say this is going to be awesome, then when it becomes awesome, everyone's like, wow, this is awesome. But if you put all this stuff out there like, oh, this is going to be so much better, and then it's not.
Yeah.
So you shoot yourselves in the foot.
That's why I've kind of moved back to Safari when it in the 4 beta came out. I mean, full HTML5 support, ACID 3 it passed, and You know, it's nice. So.
But Safari did also shoot themselves in the foot, I said. Well, at least, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm no Apple advocate.
Early on,
but,
yeah.
But they did, and because they when they released it, they used the same, it was basically the same code base with, you know, and they said, this is the most secure browser. And they said this, it came out, it was on the page, the beta, one page.
Most secure, yes.
And I thought, wait a minute, you know, you don't know that it's the most secure browser because you haven't actually released it yet.
Yeah.
And you can't compare the amount of people on Windows to the amount of people on Macs. So
yeah, big
people
difference.
Just don't really care as much.
Yeah. Now,
until you release
now I think they decide to call it the fastest browser. They don't really say, I don't think they're calling it the most secure browser now, but it is they call it the fastest browser, and at least now the new beta on Windows doesn't look the same as the one on Mac. So they've obviously done a bit more differentiating between the Mac and Windows versions somewhat.
I think it is the fastest browser, based on some independent benchmarks that I saw from a few different sites.
Mm-hmm.
It is faster, I think, in the majority of categories. Although that speed difference is not necessarily so. I remember seeing, and they had drawn it out on the graph so that it looked like it was almost twice as much.
Yeah.
But if you actually looked at the amount of time, it was like 0.001 of a second and 0.002 of a second.
Uh-huh.
And so you know, it looks big when you zoom out, when you zoom in, I should say.
Well, there are liars, there are damn liars, and there are statisticians.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, but it is, I think, faster. It is, and in some cases, considerably so. So, but you don't get extensions, right?
No.
I mean, that's what slows down Firefox.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are some add-ons. You can get add-ons for Safari. You can at least I know on Mac. Maybe not on Windows, but it's not like a unified thing where you just it's like extensions and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, there are some things I like better, a little bit better about Firefox. I love the smart location bar in Firefox, and you know sometimes I still find myself missing that in Safari. But I can learn to live with it. Probably the biggest thing that I hate about Safari is that they're like the only one now that's not using the standard feed icon. They have to use this blue RSS thing that they made up.
I didn't notice that.
That's my biggest complaint with Safari. It's like, come on, everybody, even Microsoft is using this orange thing that Mozilla came up with. It's a universal standard. Use it, okay? RSS.
Well, no.
So
I was think different now. Think different. Not differently, by the way. Not differently. Think different.
Yeah. Apple got rid of that a long time ago. Anyway, whatever. I use different things anyway. The mod team has actually. I'm very excited about this. They announced that they have posted their expanded mod policies on a new policies page, phpbb.com/mod/policies. And this is, I like this because, you know, now you can actually find all of their policies in one place. Kind of since the dawn of time, if you wanted to find the mod team's various policies, you kind of had to go to different areas of the forums. Some parts were in the knowledge base. Then when Mod X came out, they had this weird sort of technical stuff that for ModX that was in PDFs that never didn't even mention PHPBB by name, and it was confusing. Now they got one single policy place with three different sections. There's general policies on how they handle validation, an incident deny policy, and a repack policy, which they so needed a repack policy since day one. They don't think they've ever really had.
Hey, anybody else still is Doug?
Huh?
You went quiet for a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. luckily, the recording's on my side. I'm just talking about the new policies on the pbb.com for the mod team. You know, this nice policies page, and I'm quite excited to see it. And they've gone to the trouble of putting it both in HTML and downloadable PDF versions of their policies as well. Which I don't know if the PDF doesn't even look very, very much better than the website. So I just look at the website.
I figured just so you could download and print it out if you wanted to.
Yeah, basically, you know, it's like, hey, if you're gonna do, I was kind of expecting on the PDFs, you know, that maybe they'd be like like little pictures or fun stuff. But no.
I think we should all be taking a leaf out of the mod team's book as far as documentation is concerned, because you know, they do a terrific job on that front. And
yeah,
if you have any sort of questions about anything with regards to how mods are validated or how to submit a mod or anything like that, you know, you have unlimited resources at your disposal. Yeah. I think if we did that for the support team, it would pretty much just be like, don't slap people for this, don't slap people for this. So, I don't know how useful that would be, but...
Oh, boy. Yeah, but I'm really glad to see that the mod team, this was kind of an issue back when I was there, they're really starting to consolidate the documentation, get it together so you can actually really find it in one place. You don't have bits and pieces of it here and there. And then, of course, if you want to go... And they have the most important stuff right on the site. And then if you want, you know, more technical stuff, more other stuff, they have the wiki as well, the development wiki, which is, I'm sure it's, I mean, it's shared between the teams, but it's very heavily for mod team and the products that the mod team releases. So I'm really liking it. And you know, you can go to the mods page and hear, no, here's everything for installing mods. So here's everything for writing mods. And now they don't have the policies page linked there yet, which is kind of a shame. But you know, so general things, hey, what you should be doing, follow the coding guidelines, using ModX, which license your mod with, sort of an overview of how you do the mod packaging, what you do if you want to use UMIL, naming conventions for XML, Insta-deny, and how long you can expect your mod to be validated. They've formalized, once again, their Insta-deny policy in terms of their, essentially, when you submit a mod, it'll be checked with the mod pre-validator for problems. And if it's got problems, and they said they review the problems to make sure that they are legitimate problems and not exceptions to the rule, then... And actually, I think it looks like they're having the junior validator doing these, actually, which is kind of nice. They're going to then deny it. And so, of course, anybody can use the mod pre-validator before they submit. So it should be able to know whether or not your mod is instant deniable or not.
If only everyone just did that.
Yeah. If only. It's like, and if only everybody uses the support request template and did all that, or if only everyone searched. I mean, we don't tell them to search, but if they did search, that would make life a lot easier.
If we all thought in binary, then this would just be cake.
Oh, one. One, one. Oh, one. Oh, oh, one. All right. And this is not very nice. The repackage policy, which is finally have one. When I was on the team, they just started doing, you know, repackages of minor changes, but it was kind of like, you know, we don't, you know, should we repackage? Should we have them do it? What's the deal? This or that? Now they say that, and now they've offered the option for mod authors to decide whether they want to give them permission to do repacks as of about. When I was on my way out of the team, they just added that feature to the mod database at the time. Personally, I would not allow them to do repacks, as I'd like to have control over what I submit. But a lot of mod authors do allow them to repack, and they will repack for an HTML error, packaging errors, an older ModX style sheet using backticks and SQL queries. Interesting, missing link tags. You know, just very basic stuff, minor things where it's the only issue. If it takes them less time to repack the mod than it would to completely revalidate it for the only issue. So I think it's a nice idea to have, and now they've got a firm policy down. What they don't repack for is if the mod you can't be installed with auto mod, or there's parse errors, PHP notices, or the mod simply doesn't work. So. It's nice to. I again, kudos to them, and I'm mostly saying this because I'm the one who's on the mod team. But so I kind of know what a lot. I can relate with a lot of these things here. But again, kudos to the mod team for these policies. And I'm I get the feeling that they might even expand upon them in the future, but who knows? And if you want to become a validator on the mod team or a junior validator, you should probably read these policies and get to know them.
Did you notice any changes to the mod team?
I heard something from our audience that there were some team shifts recently. I noticed, and one of which was that Paul is gone.
Not gone, no.
He's gone not from the gone. Mod team. He's betrayed the mod team and turned orange.
He's turned orange.
Yes.
It's not that he's betrayed the mod team, he's just seen the light.
He's moved to the dark side.
We have cookies, though. Support cookies.
Support cookies. Well, we've got mod team mud pies. Yeah, sure.
With deep fried pickle heart.
Yes, that was it. Yeah, deep. I still have the deep fried pickle hearts. Those are my intellectual property.
I don't know where the hell that came from, but put it back.
It whatever. But anyway, yeah. So Paul's on the mod team. It's a support team, but he's not on the mod team anymore. I know Jim A posted earlier on sort of the other changes. It says, Will, is it pronounced Hugh or Huff?
It is pronounced Huff, I believe.
He's moved over to the moderator
team. He's going
to
kill me.
What?
I said he's going to kill me.
Why?
Because I probably got that wrong.
Well, regardless, he's moved to the moderator team now. Or says moved back to the moderator team, so I guess he must have started there, if I recall correctly. But I guess he was on the support team for a time?
Will? No, he wasn't. He was on the moderator team, and then he was on the Styles team, and now he's back on the moderator.
Styles team, that's where the switch was, yeah. Okay. And apparently there's a new... Yeah, Jim A confirmed that. A new... which team was it? New team member in the moderator team. Username is Tom. Tom Catullo, and apparently he was the one lucky enough to get the username of Tom.
Lucky, yes, lucky.
Yeah, those basic usernames they're hard to get on a site like phpbb.com, which has only 349,339 users.
Yes.
That's all. Not too many. What other changes were there, other than Paul?
New mod team member.
Toomba 25?
Yes. Yeah. Ayari or Jari, I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
I didn't know if he had been there before, or if he was new. Apparently, David and Francis are still sticking around on there, so...
Yeah.
Have they been more active on the teams than they have been responding to me?
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. No, they're definitely busy. There's no question about them being busy. I think they've clearly said that they're going to be. I think until the end of May or something like that.
Wow, originally he said it was not going to be until May 1st.
I don't know. Again, I rarely venture into the realm of the mod team, but I thought it was something like the end of May. So I could be completely wrong, but now everyone's going to quote me, and that's what the new policy will be, the end of May.
Wow. I noticed that... Has Neil Thermic been gone from the teams for a long time?
Gone? How gone? No.
As in not on the support team?
As in on the Styles team.
Oh, he's on the Styles team now. Okay.
You are behind.
I must be behind.
You are way behind. Take screenshots and then every week just, do a diff. And then...
I've got a life, I have a real life.
Yeah, of course you do.
You know how often I've updated my blog? Not very darn often this year. The first page of my blog goes back to Christmas.
I don't have a blog just for that reason, because I would just not update it.
Well, I'll be updating. I'm actually going to be launching a new one in about a month from now, hopefully. I'd like to do that. Get a brand new one going, one that has an easier to spell name, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I have a life too, of course. It just happens to revolve around PHPB and not sleeping.
I need my sleep, thank you very much. I depend on my sleep. I slept in this morning. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, new team changes. Great.
I was lucky enough to meet Robert from the support team on Tuesday.
Oh, really? How'd that happen?
He was in Atlantic City. He's from Texas, and he was in Atlantic City on vacation.
Hmm.
And I'm not too far from Atlantic City, so I just drove down there a couple hours.
Not bad. You know, I should look at the map. And I should see, I wonder, are there any team members that are near the Washington, D.C. area?
Washington, well, I'm not far from Washington, D.C. I was just there last month.
Looks like everybody, well, let's see.
There are a few people on the East Coast. I mean, it depends. See, the thing is, it depends on what you mean close, because for me, like, 5-hour drive is decently close.
Yeah.
That I could do it every now and then. But mm-hmm. I guess other people might think, oh, 5 hours, that's...
There's a few moderator team members in Pennsylvania. You're in New York City. You know,
yeah.
I was curious. I'll be in Washington, D.C. I'm going for college next fall.
Yes, I heard. Congratulations.
Yeah. Now I think about it, our last episode was so long ago, I hadn't yet announced it.
Yeah, the next day you told me, and I said that I would be dying of anticipation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I was.
It should be a much colder experience.
So, yeah, as far as I remember, so David MJ is close, but I don't think he's actually where he is on the map, I mean.
Great neck, New York.
Yeah, he's no longer there, as far as I know. Tom, the new moderator, is...
appears to be the closest.
Very close, yeah.
Pennsylvania.
And there's also, yep, Richard. Richard is also
I'll actually be... like within 5 blocks of the border within 5 blocks of Maryland.
So you're coming to Liberty Vision then, yeah?
There is a when is that?
Next year.
2020. If it's unless it's during summer, because just you know it's.
It is in July. It's probably going to be the same. Around the same time as before.
Then I'll be back in San Francisco.
Well, you'll have to take an early flight back then, won't you?
Oh, maybe I'll have to make it in, like, early August, so then it will actually be possible to stay there.
You know, so, I think we're open to suggestions as to time-wise, but the last time was decent for everyone. I think it worked out pretty well, so it's probably going to be around... I mean, it's not going to be in December, so, yeah.
I'm still trying to find out possibilities of a San Francisco meetup.
The only thing about New York is it's going to be scalding hot.
Yeah.
So and humid. So I don't know how people are going to react to that.
I was in New York in June of 2004. And we were actually lucky because they said it was kind of a bit cooler there than normal. Someone in an IRC got an urge for an apple pie and is looking at me. My username, Fountain of Apples. Great. So let's move on. So as soon as David gets back, I'm going to see if we can do like a simple meetup, like a few hours, like maybe a place rather than a whole event. I don't think we have the knowledge or know power or resources to put on a big event, at least not this year. So we'll have to see how that works out. Our poll question of the week, this is from 3 weeks ago. Remember that when we were here, we had a nice discussion about support. You and I and Michael, but Michael apparently had to leave a little while ago, and he quietly left without us even knowing.
Aww.
It was kind of sad. So goodbye, Michael. There were 12 votes. We had 5 people who voted for no matter what your signature says, you can kiss the sanctity of your PM box goodbye. This is for best advice to give, most important advice to give to a PHPB supporter. So, most important advice, you can kiss the sanctity of your PM box goodbye. And I could not agree with that more. I'm sure you can sympathize there, Yuri.
Yeah. I get more emails than PMs.
Oh, wow. I can imagine. You don't keep your email address private?
No, it's nobody@phpub.com.
Oh, how about that?
Where everyone, all the emails are sent from, so people reply to that.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't get any response. There's nobody there.
Yeah, I'm not sure why people expect someone to respond. I mean, I do just out of the goodness of my own heart.
Will you reply to nobody at phpvideo.com emails?
So, yeah. Well, because that's where...
Why do not reply at phpvideo.com?
Well, because then they would just send it to support at phpvideo.com, which goes to my inbox anyway.
Oh, how great.
So, really, I don't think that matters.
It is specifically because of my time, my 9 months on the mod team, that I now have my AOL Instant Messenger set to only people who are on my buddy list can IM with me, and that I'm not posting my email address on phpvideo.com. They can find my email address other places, but they have to search for it. They have to look for it. So...
Most of our emails are just our usernames at phpvideo.com, so I mean,
that must be new, because I sure didn't have that when I was. They didn't do that when I was there.
You could guess that. It's been done for a while.
Yeah, great. No, thank you.
Runner-up
was 4 votes for if someone actually figures out that they should use the support request template, then they deserve premium service.
They get it, too.
That's 33% of the votes there.
Out of the all the 12.
Yeah. 2 votes, 17% for let the support team deal with idiots. That's where they get their fun.
Yeah, let's kill them.
And I'm sure I know there's plenty of time.
I don't suppose you locked the IPs of who voted for that.
Yeah, I mean, who did? I don't know. I think I don't think I got that. But I might.
Because we could find them. And kill them.
But anyway, the point is, you'd have to pay to actually get to see, our service to actually find out who the IPs are. And we don't have, we're using the free version. 1 vote for speak softly and carry a big stick. 8% there. So we have 1 person who's a Teddy Roosevelt fan. And no one voted for never tell people to search, only to follow directions. Let's do that.
What?
Yeah. Never tell people to search, only to follow directions.
I guess I don't get it. Okay.
Well, that's why nobody voted for it. I think the one I voted for was, yes, let the support team deal with idiots. That's where they get their fun. I'm pretty sure that's one I voted for. That was like 3 weeks ago that I voted, but I don't know. I like that because, who doesn't like sort of getting to see stories of people who have to deal with dodos?
Yeah, I think that's a friendly name for them. I use other things.
but I think it's always kind of fun just, you know, people always like little gossips and kind of getting to follow, you know, people doing dodos. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Muppets is another one. Another friendly name.
Oh, dear. That gets back to my Swedish chef impression from BB Gourmet. Anyway, let's get to our mod and style of the week. The mod of the week, this is a fairly new one, and this is, I guess, is the best way to describe it, is a way to turn, get a piece of MySpace into your board. It's called PHPBB Mood Swings. And it adds the ability for users to set their current mood, which in their profile, which is then displayed in their view topic on the right side or left side, depending on your style, and the profile page. And I can't tell. I get the feeling from the comments that you don't have the automatic ability to customize the mood choices, but you can choose between having. The admin can choose between having it just be displaying as text, or display as an image, or display as both text and an image. So, I think there are some screenshots here, which are loading slowly. Apparently I had to do a sort of a research thing. I've never used MySpace, but I had to actually go on there and do a little bit of a research thing. For a presentation I had to give at the convention I was at last week, which is why I wasn't here, on sort of, some of these on MySpace, and obviously there's There's moods that apparently you can set for yourself on MySpace. So, like, yeah, and this is the same thing. They have these he has these insane smileys that you can kind of determine your mood, and you can show just the image or show the text or whatever, or both. So, yeah.
sounds important.
Sounds very, yeah, it's like the most important mod. Every board has to have it or they will die. From people who have an angry mood about there being no mood swings options available.
I'm sure we can get a couple if we just ask around.
Yeah. So, PHPBB Mood Swings by Xanta Media is the mod of the week. The style of the week, I actually thought we had done the style before because the username looked familiar. Turns out, because now I can go onto that list of, you know, every single mod and style pick we've ever made on our website and see if make sure there's no duplicates. This guy actually has written two mods that we've covered before, but never I haven't covered any of his styles. Anyway, this is called Skyline Blue by MartechX. It's a very got a frog in my throat here. It's a very professional done style. It's based on obviously it's based on Subsilver 2, but it's very nice use of blue and gradients, and it really gives it a very professional type of feel. Very kind of fluid type of feel as well. Full width on the screen. And the only thing that maybe would have been nice is if he did some changing with the icons rather than using the stock Subsilver icons. But he really does actually take the Subsilver theme and make it really give it an even more professional looking feel. And if you like blue colors, then it's a good choice as well. Very nice light blue. So yeah, Skyline Blue is by MartechX. It is the style of the week. And so, without further ado, I believe that concludes this week's episode of PHP BB Weekly. We actually were able to take sort of a frantic haste to find participants and turn it into a very good show. Thanks so much to Yuri for helping us out again.
Sure, anytime.
It's great to have you. It's always great to have you on. And Michael, who has been graciously doing his best. I know that he's got a busy schedule as well, but doing his best to fill in for David over the past few months. And hopefully David will be back soon. We'll have to see. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything we talked about on this show and all of our other past episodes as well. Also, our user form, the PHP BB Weekly podcast form at StarTrekGuide.com, where you can go for additional discussion, comments, and we'll probably be posting something there soon to get some feedback on what you would like us to sort of do over the summer break. We're going to try to come up with some new content ideas to talk about on the show. Our next episode will be tentatively next Saturday, May 16th. At the usual noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC. The reason is I will not be available then, so we may not, unless I can get David or somebody available to perhaps do the recording for me while I'm gone, or we might do a non-live episode. We'll have to see how that works out. So not guaranteed, but tentatively our next episode will be next Saturday. We will definitely all be live in 2 weeks on the 23rd as well. Thanks for listening to the show, and remember that a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.